This was an absolute train wreck for the cult of death yesterday. This is a political. This was a PR, political, legal train. This was a disaster. This wasn't the plane flying on off course. This was the plane crashing into K2. I do not believe I'm exaggerating. It was an unmitigated disaster, and it is exactly as it should be, because the case, the legal case. Remember, I told you yesterday, there are two ways that you would look at the Roe ruling. Because of the nature of what it pretends to rule upon, which is the sanctity of human life. You either treasure, and preserve, and act in everything you do to preserve and to protect and to defend and promote human life, or you don't. These are not gray areas here. Well, I mean, I kind of did. No. The difference between someone being murdered and someone being manslaughtered. Murder being intentional, willful intent. Manslaughter being like, I made a huge, horrible mistake. I shouldn't have done that. And the sentences are completely different. Why? Because there is an understanding manslaughter is carelessness, but it's not carelessness necessarily with intent to kill. Murder is intent to kill. There's no gray area here. You know, the commandment that forbids, thou shalt not murder. It's God's able to type it out on a stone. Thou shalt not murder. In four words, it's not complicated. You know, trying to read all this new, it's about this liberty and it's about this, and it's about viability. There, now, she got stuck there. He tripped her up. She got stuck there on the viability issue, which would come back again when Sotomayor threw her demonic hissy fit and went, well, it's not viable. Is a brain dead person viable? Yes. You know, so, you know, this is the correct answer. When someone is brain dead viable, yeah. Was Terri Schiavo viable? Yeah. She's human. They killed Terri Schiavo. She was murdered in her hospital bed. Starved to death. They killed her. This is the sinister little legal nuance that they carved out, but there's moral pitfalls, pratfalls everywhere. But to say that the Constitution, okay, well, did you hear what Justice Thomas said? I understand. When we're talking about the First Amendment, we're talking about mouths moving, speech coming out, blah, 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 blah. Or pens moving, or word processors typing things out. So we know what we're talking about. When we're talking about the Second Amendment, we're talking about men with guns, things that shoot. We know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Fourth Amendment. We're talking about, okay, what is a person's paper? What is to be safe and secure in their paper and in their person's property and papers or whatever? I'm not just poo-pooing the Fourth Amendment. There are things there. They have nature. There is a nature. So Roe would be it was fictitiously based upon that human nature doesn't exist until 24 weeks. Or is it 26 weeks? I think it's 26 weeks. Human nature does not exist. The essence of a human is not there. Well, they don't have the science to argue this any longer. Amy Coney Barrett even said, well, the science has advanced. The science of viability has advanced. They don't have the science any longer, which is why the notorious ACB, who may be the spectacular ACB, went, can you give me a distinction between 26 weeks and 21 weeks? And why should we have a legal distinction between weeks here? What are you talking about here? Folks, they completely lost this thing yesterday. As demonic and evil as that woman was that was sent in there to make the pitch and to make the case, she couldn't make it. She did not make the case. Hell, even John Roberts was skeptical about it. Chief Justice Roberts went, I don't think that's the way we should do things. Here is the grand daddy of them all, though. Now, you only need the four votes are already there. They are rock solid. Alito and Thomas are rock solid. You're going to get those two. You then need three more. Twixt Roberts, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett. You know that Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer, they're gone. The linchpin could be Roberts. Does Roberts want to be on? You know, I got to commend Richard Barrett for this because he's been talking about this for years. If Roberts is concerned about his, quote, legacy, close quote, does he want to be Justice Taney? And by the way, I think Taney got it right. We're not allowed to say that. It's illegal to say that, but I'll go ahead and say it. History reviles Justice Blackmun, the author of Roe. It's an awful piece of law. It's not even law. It is a document that declares unmitigated genocide against those soon to be born on the soil and under the citizenship and protection of the laws of the United States. That's what Blackmun wrote. Death sentences. Genocide. 60-some-odd million dead as a result. So understand what the terms are here. So what I want you to do here now is... And Alexander Shugel's with us. Hang on just a second, Alexander. Let me finish this up. I want you to listen to Justice Kavanaugh, who we called Kavanaugh previously, because this is the home run out of the ballpark here. Because Kavanaugh is going to say something that you're completely not expecting him to say, which is, we veto precedent all the time.
Think about some of the most important cases, the most consequential cases in this court's history. There's a string of them where the cases overruled precedent. Brown v. Board, outlawed separate but equal. Baker versus Carr, which set the stage for one person, one vote. West Coast Hotel, which recognized the state's authority to regulate business. Miranda versus Arizona, which required police to give warnings when the right to about the right to remain silent and to have an attorney present to suspects in criminal custody. Lawrence v. Texas, which said that the state may not prohibit same-sex conduct. Knapp versus Ohio, which held that the exclusionary rule applies to state criminal prosecutions to exclude evidence obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Gideon versus Wainwright, which guaranteed the right to counsel in criminal cases.
Dude, he came ready for this. Obergefell,
which recognized a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. In each of those cases, and that's a list, and I could go on, and those are some of the most consequential and important in the court's history, the court overruled precedent. And it turns out, if the court in those cases had listened and they were presented with arguments in those cases, adhere to precedent in Brown v. Board, adhere to Plessy, in West Coast Hotel, adhere to Atkins, and adhere to Lochner. And if the court had done that in those cases, the country would be a much different place. So I assume you agree with most, if not all, the cases I listed there where the court overruled precedent. So the question on stare decisis is why, if, and I know you disagree with what I'm about to say in the if we think that the prior precedents are seriously wrong, if that, why then doesn't the history of this court's practice with respect to those cases tell us that the right answer is actually a return to the position of neutrality.
Folks, that is a hydrogen. No, it's not hydrogen. That is a 250 kiloton neutron bomb. Now, let me make an observation on this. This is 2021. This is not 1972. People had to read about Roe in newspapers. There are blurbs about it on the evening news. Few other than the demonically inspired that celebrated it realized what the court had done. There were some that did. Women like Phyllis Schlafly, for example. This is 2021. The planet listened to this. Understand, the human race heard what they said in that courtroom yesterday. You can't now just go and like, yeah, but we were just asking questions. So we're going to go ahead and say that, yeah, Roe is precedent, and we're not going to do anything about it. Were they to do that, there's a possibility that they could. We should all get the rosaries out. We'll all be praying. Do the right. The Catholics on the court, do the right thing. And look, doing the right thing, it still has some evil taint to it because you send it back to the states. New York can abort babies still after Roe is struck down to the day of birth. California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, New Jersey will still, Maryland and Delaware will still be murdering babies to the day they are born. That will be the law in those states. Still, the fight is not over. But you can't have this big dog and pony show and then all of a sudden go like, yeah, we didn't really mean that. We were just asking questions. It was fun. Then there will be a revolt, and then you will have the union will dissolve, I will predict, mere weeks after this is done, because the southern states and the other Midwestern states that have declared sanctity of human life are going to go like, nope, we're gone. Our laws stay on the books. Screw you. We're out. That's what's going to happen. You should start preparing yourself for the inevitability that that happens, and thank God that it, if and when, it doesn't.